Well, this project is part of a whole catchment-wide project to restore the Edelson water. And what we're doing is we're taking a 470-metre, very straightened stretch of river, and we're re-meandering it, so it'll be a more natural form of river. The river was straightened back in the 1790s, as far as we can tell, for the toll road that came through. So the operation today is actually a fish rescue organised by the Tweed Foundation. So they're electrofishing the present course of the river to take the fish out, and later on we'll be diverting the flow of the water into the new channel. This is a Scottish Government project, and we are a lot of partners involved, and what we really want to see is how much it would cost to restore our rivers, because as part of our duties to the Water Framework Directive, we have to try and restore the shape of our rivers because they have been straightened. The Edelson is a particularly good example because it has been very straightened for a long time. It hasn't recovered from that straightness. There's not enough energy in the system to make it recover. So we're having to give it a help, and we just want to work with the landowners and see how much it actually costs to do the job, because you don't know until you've tried it. We've done lots of computer modelling, but as I say, we'll see what happens in real life. The other benefit, of course, will be to flooding, we hope, and that's what the model shows, that there will be less flooding in Peebles after doing this. The project is looking at natural flood management, how to implement the measures that would slow down the flow of water from the whole catchment into the river, and thus reduce the amount of flooding through Peebles and the village of Edelson. There's around 200 properties at risk of flooding. So if we can work upstream in the catchment with farmers and landowners to slow the water down, and we do that partly through re-meandering, but also through changing the vegetation cover. So it's basically fencing areas off and planting native trees. So, and that's great for wildlife and all sorts of other reasons. Rivers have been straightened over the centuries for a variety of reasons. And what we think here in the Edelson was partly for agricultural improvement, so they could try and get the water away more quickly off the fields. It's not been particularly successful because we've actually come across three different types of old tile drain put in at different stages, which have all failed. So agricultural improvement was the main reason, but we do have evidence here that the road was straightened, a new road was put in, and a straight road as a toll road in 1790. And that's why the meanders were cut off the river. And what happens then is that because the river has a shorter distance to go, and effectively it's a steeper river, there's more energy in that river, so it can cause more erosion downstream and also cause the water to get down faster to these pinch points in villages and build up behind bridges and flood houses. Obviously can't stop the water, even though we're very fortunate to be in a very dry period and there is quite a low flow in the water, in the Edelson water itself. So what we're doing is taking advantage of some side drains that had been put in a long time ago and diverting the water down the side drain. And so the existing channel is almost dry now. There are pools in it, and that's where Tweed Foundation and lots of volunteers are helping us to take the fish, and we'll take them downstream, put them back in the river. Ultimately, of course, when we open up the new channel, there'll be more river and more features and more chance for more habitat for more fish, so it should all improve. We're trying to make it as natural as possible, so we've got the cross-sectional profile is as it should be, and that's been done very skillfully by Glendinning's Scott the Driver. But we also need the right shape, so enough wiggles in it. But the other thing we need is the gravels and some of the vegetation. So we're actually transferring quite a lot of gravel into strategic points to create riffles and gravel shoals. And we're transferring some of the water crowfoot, which is the main water weed in the river. So that will provide instant habitat for these fish. But over time, after one or two floods, the gravel will redistribute itself and will naturalise very quickly, actually. Then we're actually going to plant up the riverbanks with trees too, with native trees like willows and alder. Not solid trees, we want some dappled shade for the trout over the big pools that we'll be creating. We seem to be taking a lot of small fish out today and a few eels. Hopefully in the future there'll be larger pools where larger fish are happier to sit in.